He says, okay, he says, a few people are trying to bring back your heritage. He says, what's going to happen when the solar age gets here? He says, what's going to happen when everything's all burnt up? And are the Indians going to survive? Or are they going to be able to survive? He says, when there's spaceships flying around here, he says, and everybody's getting beamed by lasers, he says, what's going to happen to you people? And I just looked at him. He was trying to trip me up. That's what he was trying to do. And I was just getting tired of his questions. He was asking the other girls. Yeah, and I looked at him. I says, what are you on? And I didn't answer his question. I just asked him what he was on, because he's talking about spaceships. Or
because it is written by law that a native person, and every nationality, I don't care who it is, always says this, but it is written by law that the native people will be the closest ones to the Great Spirit, to God, to Jesus, to the Lord, whoever you want to call, to the Mother Earth, whatever you want to call it. Those are the people that are going to survive. We are the keepers of the land. We were given that gift to keep the land. And it's being destroyed by the we wanted the difference between...
What do you think, Nan?
Your glasses.
I just ruined my glasses.
I saw something shiny.
No, you didn't sit on them, did you?
I
have to bend them back to shape.
That's the first time I ever did that, and I've been watching these like a hawk. Maybe that's what's wrong.
Bernie has the same glasses you do, and he sits on them all the time.
Can you tell me if it's hard for you to go from one culture into another culture? Like, you do beadwork.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to school or you go to work?
Go to school.
Okay. How do you, what is the difference there? What do you find hard?
Learning to survive in the white man's world. We have to live up to their expectations. I have to bring my marks up to the top. I have to...
You have to prove yourself.
Prove myself, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are you studying?
Computer programmer analyst.
Is it a difficult subject?
Yes, it is. It's really difficult.
Can you tell me exactly?
The homework's like 4 or 5 hours a night. It's a lot of problem solving, a lot of thinking, a lot of reading, a lot of computer time. I live at the terminals half the time. On weekends I'm there, because it's open to us. College is open to any computer people who can go in. We just have to show our student card. We can get in the college and go to the computer terminals. There's two or three rooms of them that we use right now.
And in your class right now, how many native people are in there?
There's five of us.
And how are you doing? Like, I know that you don't know the high marks, but you know, are they all doing well?
We're all sticking it out.
They're learning.
You know what happened? We're trying to, but you know what happened a couple terms ago? Everybody passed, but we didn't. We've all failed.
Why?
I don't know.
Did you ever ask?
No, I didn't ask. I just thought about it. And we talked amongst ourselves. We just about made it. And there was a couple students that didn't make it with us, only two or three maybe, out of a boat. There was 40 of us to start in the two classes. All the Indians failed this logic course. And we come to think about it in the last term that we're going to all get together. We're going to get some of these brains to help us. Other students, when we're just going to compare all our notes, we're going to each get a person to help us, each of us, get some of the top students in a class and compare our notes. And when we write our tests, we're just going to see what's going to happen, because we just about made it. And it's funny that all of us failed. And there's five Indians in my, well, there is four of us in my class, and then there was one in the other class.
How do you feel about it?
We didn't understand the computer at all. There was a few of us that didn't. Other people, too, didn't understand it, but they passed.
Do you feel that there's a prejudice in there?
I don't know what happened there. Could have been.
And then again, maybe they didn't understand the English language enough. You see, a lot of them were from the point. And half the people up there speak Indian most of the time. And maybe a lot of these young people don't read the newspapers to get the version, different versions of English words, different meanings. And
could have been that too, that some of the students, that some of them just got out of high school, and they had taken computers in high school, so they were well ahead. And there were some of us that didn't have any
yeah.
at all. And
there's a woman in London who was doing a project with the Native women there, and her thing is how, is there a different learning style for Native learners, and did they have different experiences going through? Like, for you, did you have some experience early on with computers compared to the other people in your class?
No.
Who may have had computers in their high schools and elementary schools.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
Because at least you get comfortable.
Yeah. She just took her upgrading to go to college, and she didn't have that high school years, the 4 years of high school, whereas other students might have had that high school training. Like my one granddaughter is in grade 7, she's already taken computers. So through high school, she'll have these computers, but comes time to go to college, she'll have that experience. That makes a big difference.
But did you ever come across in your school days where you had a teacher that was prejudiced towards Native people to the point where you either had to go into a different classroom to learn, or?
No. I've always gotten along with every one of my instructors.
No,
even the counselors, too. I get along with the counselors.
That really makes me proud to hear that the Native.
Because I try and adapt myself to get along with these people. You have to. What are you going to do?
You have to give a little.
Yeah.
It makes me feel proud to know that we've got Native students that are continuing their education regardless of what's going on around them. Because you'll find that in my time, which when I was about, I guess, 14, I was only in grade 7. But then that was due to the fact I went to residential school, which was even harder. Because the courses outlined at that time was very easy and simple, and you could pass it. There was no education system like there is today. Like, I don't even understand the educational system.
All the credit systems?
Yeah, it's so different. Like, I ask my son, what grade are you in this year? And he'll say, well, I'm doing 11 and I'm doing 12.
Yeah,
and I'm
so
sitting there and I'm saying, why? Why can't you just do 11 and then do 12 the following year? What is this, you know?
Well, some things they excel more in some subjects than others.
Do you find that the system today is a lot better for you, like the school system?
Mm-hmm. I find it better. Because if you fail some subjects from last year, you can always pick them up. And then you learn more, too. Yeah.
So when you finish this course, what do you intend on doing?
Working. For I'm going to work for Indian and Northern Affairs. That's what I'm going to do. I intend to.
That's a big one.
I'll start one.
we'll drive it down to the ground.
Yeah.
I find that's where a lot of the custom and the culture is lost is because of Indian Affairs. Because they are with the government. They are helping the government to destroy people slowly. It's like I explained to you, if
our children are not taught to marry another Indian person, and they marry white, and their kids marry white, pretty soon there's no Indians.
Mm-hmm.
And it's happening on a lot of reserves. A lot of reserves are getting wiped out. And you can't even put a line on that reserve, on any reserve anymore. I don't know about here, because I know that on my reserve there's a lot of white women that bore half.
You know what happened to me when I married my husband? I was wiped off the reserve too. My husband's a full-blooded Indian. But what happened to him and his father is that his grandmother was illiterate. She couldn't speak English. She could understand yes and no, but half of it was all Indian. She couldn't understand English. They had to talk in Indian to her, speak in Indian. The kids had to learn Indian just to speak to her and explain things to her, tell her things. So an Indian agent went down there, and he asked her, who's the father? Is he white? And she's sitting there, yes, yes, trying to be courteous, and yes, yes, she's saying yes, and she didn't understand what he was saying. They had her sign a paper. She wiped her whole family off that reserve down there, and she put her ex there.
Without anybody interpreting?
No, yeah. There was nobody there, just her and that man. They didn't find out till they were wiped off. Span. They wondered what happened over there, you know, and they found out what his grandmother did. So when we got married, everybody started fighting it in court. We went to court, and our lawyer got us back on the band and said they shouldn't have never put my husband off. Well, his father was scratched off, and then he was put back on again years later, and then he was scratched off again, and all his kids, they weren't band members. And then when we got married, I wasn't a band member because I was married to him. So then when they took it to court, it said that man had no right going down there telling Jessie anything because she didn't understand anything. They went through all the records. They found that these people had Indian parents. There was Indians and Indians before them. And there was no way that she wasn't a band member.
What do you feel about self-government?
I don't know anything about self-government.
I think the first.
I was trying to read up on it, but I couldn't understand it. So.
But you have to be very careful on that because it's a touchy subject. Because the Indians on the reserve, they're not educated enough to understand what they're signing away.
Mm-hmm.
There is somehow, I'm not saying that they're low class, I'm not saying nothing like that. What I'm saying is they're not well educated enough yet to understand the government policy or the procedures that they could wipe themselves clean, you know, that everything can be taken from them.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you stop and think about it, the reserve life, okay, it's not very, it's not a pleasant place to be, because to me as a child, I looked at reserve life as having a fence around it,
mm-hmm.
an invisible fence around our reserve, around our people, and that we were the prisoners inside that fence. When you start taking down that fence, you have to know what you're doing, because the government wants something now. They're destroying the land out here. They're putting up all these buildings up here. Now, who has land left? The Indians. If you go for self-government, the Indian people will first have to, one, get off of welfare and start working. Two, they can't have government handouts, because if they have government handouts,
they'll be paying taxes on all their land.
That's what I try to tell them at that meeting down there, that they want self-government, but they don't realize what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to take away their medical. Most of these people could live without those.
No.
Yeah, myself, I think self-government is the first step towards getting the Indian. getting the Indian off the
away from being an Indian.
Yeah, it is that in a way. Like, it's both ways. You can see it both ways.
It's
number
progress.
One, it's progress to Native people.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at that progress, it's also taking away things from the people. And in the end, they're going to take the land. Look at what they're doing with this Bill C-31, with that non-status and the status. Okay, they got the non-status back on the reserve, but their code has to be in place.
Every time a reserve has a code set up, it's thrown out. Now what happened was on my reserve, they brought back an Indian woman that had 7 kids. She was only back a week. Her white man came on the reserve. He applied for welfare. They couldn't turn him down because this code has a very fine
line. Oh, the code has that in there that he can...
No. See, they were trying to do the code. And it was turned down 5 times on my reserve from the government because it's taking the white people off the reserve.
Yeah.
And they didn't want that. So they're slowly destroying the reserve at the same time.
Do the Indians make up their own codes themselves on each reserve?
Yeah, but every time they start, something else pops up. And what popped up was this white guy coming to live on the reserve, applying for welfare. They gave him temporary welfare assistance because he is classified as the head of the house.
Hmm. Well, that's what's going on the reserve right now.
Yeah.
The women, they go run to the Van Consul to ask for permission to have a white man border, having a border and stay at their house. And at the same time, that's the guy that they're living with. And then there's a bill going to come in.
She's talking about that code that they talked about down there, that they're trying to, that the reservation has to set up that code themselves, and they vote on it, and then they send it into government, and if they accept what they have written on that code, then
that's
what
all you
want
in
the reservation.
That's good.
That's what they had that meeting talking about.